With the election just 4 days away, news organizations everywhere are busy making sure they've covered every angle.
Wow. And there's Sandra Bullock, and her hair looks terrible.
Sorry to interrupt.
Okay, so maybe the people at Comedy Central's The Daily Show do have other things on their minds. The Daily Show is an Emmy-winning mock news program, interesting enough to get and use real guests from Pat Buchanan to the Baldwin brothers. The show's hosted by Jon Stewart.
Welcome to Washington.
Thank you.
Well, why did you come here?
Madeline tricked me.
That would be Madeline Smithberg, the executive producer of The Daily Show. This is a program that usually tapes in New York City, but a few months ago, Ms. Smithberg thought this would be the perfect week to move the show temporarily to Washington, D.C.
We thought it'd be great. We'd come down to Washington the week before election night, and we would segue right in. And then, A, Congress wasn't in session. B, there's this looming little war with Iraq. And C, there was a sniper, and then obviously not funny at all, but the tragic death of Paul Wellstone. So kind of it's been a weird situation to do comedy about politics.
Still, they find a way to do it, from their spoof of the day's headlines to special reports by faux correspondents. This week, they've even turned to a knockoff of the old Schoolhouse Rock cartoon.
Listen up!
Every 4 years comes an election day.
They're not quite presidential.
They're much, much less essential.
But they're kind of influential in their way.
Midterm elections,
they come right in the middle.
Midterm elections,
they matter quite a little.
They include the House, a third of the Senate, and mayors by the score. And they come in years divisible by two, but not by four.
How many writers
Sounds
do you have
like
working
midterm elections.
One and a half. No, we have a cast of...
Not enough.
Many, what do we have, 10?
I think we have like 10 right now.
Three of whom English is a second language, but they're still terrific. And when the scripts come in phonetically, it really works out. Yeah, I just think that anytime the country's feeling anything viscerally, it's a good time to do comedy because you've got something emotional to play off of. And anytime your comedy's somewhat based in emotion people are feeling, I think it's probably more effective.
Here you talked about how important it is that people feel things to be funny. All this week, you've been making fun of the midterm elections and how people are not going to vote, they don't care about them, and then...
Mm-hmm. Apathy's an emotion, though. It's a very deeply held, visceral feeling that people have in this country.
Welcome back to the program. We're coming to the end of our time here in D.C., and in just 5 days, nearly 8% of all eligible voters will head to the polls. But as we learned in 2000 in Florida, the act of voting itself can be a difficult process. Luckily, our own Stephen Colbert has formed a troop of players that travel around the country educating us about the democratic process.
Stephen Colbert is one of The Daily Show's special correspondents. He once worked with the Second City Comedy Improv Group in Chicago, and now he's using improv skills in the quasi-real world of news parody, where, he says, it can be hard to actually tell what's real.
We were lucky enough to get access to the White House a couple years ago through a connection, and I was allowed to go to the White House for the day, and I did all the press events, and I was there on the lawn, and I was in the room, and we got back, and we edited it, and he says, wow, that looks like a really great green screen you're standing in front of. We do technology so well to make us look like we're in places that it just looked like we had used the highest quality chroma key to put me at the White House. And while we were there, we did lockdowns of locations at the White House. So now we can go back and be at the White House where we want to be, but it doesn't really look any different.
In some respects, the fake aspect of what we do is exactly mirroring the fake aspect of what they're doing. The only thing is we save money by not actually having to fly people there. We just buy the picture and put it on the green screen.
Often on our program, we examine trends in 24-hour news coverage. Well, here in Washington, they have their very own 24-hour news network. It's called C-SPAN. And...
C-SPAN. You know, C-SPAN is a pretty valued institution. I think you...
I'm sorry, did you just say C-SPAN is a valued institution?
It is, yeah, come on.
We're in what community?
And you said that they looked like the 7-Eleven security camera the other night.
C-SPAN, for those of you with sex lives, is 24-hour coverage of your government in all its visual splendor. I've actually sucked my hotel minibar all the way down to the Freon... thanks to 72 hours of this.
Mrs. Boxer, Mr. Bro, Mr. Brownback, Mr. Bunning, Mr. Burns.
That's a show called Roll Call Vote. It's one of C-SPAN's better shows. It's kind of the car chase of the democratic process.
What is your show about? Is it about media? Is that what it's about?
I guess maybe if you discovered somebody who was doing a thesis on our show, they could come up with some sort of thematic statement about what it's about. But it's more in the morning we meet and say, did you see that thing last night? That's driving me crazy. Let's do something on that. But I don't think there's an overriding, we shall continue our assault on the body politic as it occurs.
From Washington, D.C., home of the Washington Redskins.
If you wanted to say that there was something it was about, it is whatever the news is at the moment, at least the news aspect of the show, because we're essentially a shadow of what's happening in the real media.
I would say the clearest way to say it is we are a comedy show. We're a comedy show that pretends that we are a news show.
And I'm not Woodward or Bernstein. Well, Bernstein. I am Bernstein.
I think it's because you're an army of one, John.
I'm an army of one. I get more done before 6 a.m. than they do before 4.
John Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and Madeline Smithberg, The Daily Show airs on Comedy Central.